Now, Education Minister Professor Nana Pukwuadjiman has underscored the need for all to support government's efforts at harnessing scientific knowledge for sustainable development. She said maths and science education play a key role in development, and it is therefore important that more upper-level students are encouraged to pursue both subjects. The Education Minister was speaking at a meeting with the visiting Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bukova.
And I also want to pledge Ghana's continued support to the work of UNESCO. Ghana has benefited a lot from UNESCO. We are interested in creating the platform to allow dialogue among cultures, among civilizations, among people. It is when we are talking and respecting the diversity that peace will be established. So UNESCO works by looking at the shared global values, including the Millennium Development Goals. Just recently, Ghana has reached goal one. We are extremely proud of ourselves. Ghana, there's so much we should be happy about. In this country, our top priorities in education include widening access at all levels, deepening technical vocational schools, and here I want to appeal to our media. We want to partner with you in rebranding vocational technical education. I'd like to see some of you take it as a project. We have very successful people in this country who were trained in the vocational and technical areas. Can you give them some spotlight? Can you do a study on them? Can we know who they are, what they have achieved, even what their problems are? The final thing I want to talk about is science and mathematics education. You know, if you look at the results before my time, there were so many kids who couldn't move up because they didn't make the science and the math. What we're saying is that these subjects can be taught, they can be learned, everybody can pass. If it is true, why is it not happening? How can we make it happen?
The Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bukova, for her part, commended Ghana's positive partnership with the organization and focusing on peace, education, and encouraging sustainable development.
Peace and sustainable development are the two sides of the same coin. You cannot have peace without sustainable development, where there is poverty, when there is lack of access to some basic public services needs like education and health and nutrition and water. To most of the children that are out of school are in conflict areas, and that is why we say they are closely linked and we have to look at this integral part. I would like also to congratulate Ghana for all the achievements in the last decades. I think Ghana is indeed a model of own very impressive development of economic growth, but at the same time accompanied by a very strong effort of inclusive growth, of looking at the challenges of this future sustainable development. Of course, I'm talking about education, as you mentioned, some of the most important goals in this area, which are access to education, where you have achieved a huge progress. And of course, I congratulate you for first and foremost for achieving Millennium Development Goal number one, which is important always to emphasize because it's a model for others.
Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bukova.